Hello and welcome to today's episode of Saturday Nuggets with your host Kojo Yanka. Today I'm looking at what I call the conjoined twin. One may ask, what has conjoined twins got to do with relationship and family? Wait till I'm through with you. My assignment today is to draw an inference from a clinical condition to illustrate a theological point. Anchor scripture, Matthew 19 verse 5. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. The I is now we. You are conjoined. You are married. Mark, in his account, in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 8, says, and the two will become one flesh, so no longer two, but one. But the problem most of us find ourselves in is that we embark on this marriage journey, and we really don't want to subject ourselves to the concept. When God was putting his marriage concept together, he actually came up with terms and conditions. And that is what I will be looking at today. In looking at the conjoined twins, one of the things that intrigued me about them was that these are babies that are joined together, but they had one leg, palm and pen. They had two eyes. They had separate heads, but one leg. And wherever they go, one must agree with the other. And I checked that in scripture, and it was very clear that how can two walk together except they agree? My assignment, how do you stay married? How do you stay conjoined in spite of your imperfection? Because these conjoined twins, for all intents and purposes, are imperfect, but they still stay together and work it. Is it going to be easy? You're kidding. Can it be done? Oh, with him all things are possible. How do we stay married? How does the conjoined twin stay together in spite of their imperfections? Ah, there lieth the answer. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 21. The Bible said, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord. Emphasis, fear of the Lord. You are not going to submit to him or her because they have money, because they are beautiful, because they are charming, but you're going to submit because you fear the Lord. Because all these reasons why you'll be submitting to him are temporal. The only reason why when you submit, it can't stay forever is because you fear the Lord. In an interview with a couple married for 62 years, they asked them, how are you able to make this work for 62 years? Simultaneously, they answered, we never fall out of love together. In other words, at any given point in time, one is submitting to the other. Whatever you do, make sure that one is prepared to submit to the other. Hence, the good book counsels it this way. What God has put together, let no man put asunder. Why do I say this? Clinicians have advised that when you are trying to separate a conjoined twin too early, the chances are that they will die. When you separate them too late in the day, they will be bleeding. Whatever be the reason why you are contemplating separating, let me assure you, they will be bleeding. In your finances, they will be bleeding. The children will bleed. The family will bleed. You yourself, you will bleed. Do whatever you can to seek the face of the Lord and fear him in submitting. Today, I want to leave you with this, that the only person in the family that God gives you an opportunity to choose is your spouse. You don't choose your mother, you don't choose your father, you don't choose their children. The only person God gives you an opportunity to choose is your spouse. So whatever you do, don't disappoint God. The choice you made, work it out and let God get the glory out of it. You've been listening to Saturday Nuggets with your regular host, Kojo Yanka. Till I come your living room again next week. Stay blessed.